It's a few days away from the mayoral primary at a forum at St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, and Lewis Reed is visibly frustrated. In order for him to upset Slay, he has to have a clear shot at the mayor. And it's hard for him to have a clear shot at the mayor when there's a third candidate in the mix. And it's also hard for him to have a clear shot at Slay when the mayor isn't at the same forum.
I'm going to do a little Clint Eastwood thing.
That's the moderator of the forum, Sylvester Brown. He takes a plastic blue chair and puts it on stage. He pretends Slay is there and jokingly questions the empty chair. He then turns it over to the other two candidates. Reed tried to make the case that Slay has let the city down and why the crowd of mostly African Americans should vote for him. But Jimmy Matthews, the third candidate in the race, made it difficult for Reed to make his case, saying Reed and Slay are one and the same. And that's when Reed brought up something that's been bubbling below the surface throughout this race.
But stalking horses come in a lot of shapes.
Yeah.
Reed called Matthews a stalking horse, meaning he's only in the race to increase the incumbent's chances of winning. It's something that's been hinted at throughout the race, but the forum was when Reed came out and explicitly said it. Both Slay and Matthews call the claim ridiculous. At the forum, Reed largely used talking points he's had throughout the campaign, and many of them were similar to what he said to me during an interview earlier in the day.
The central issue for me, I think, in this campaign is the crime rate. Most of these issues are tethered together, right? Right. So when you look at the crime, the issue of crime in our city, it's hard to talk about that without talking about the lack of jobs or access to jobs and the workforce in our city, because all that's tied together. When you look at the issue of crime in our city, it's hard not to talk about or address the education picture in our city and access to education within our city.
Reed has brought up data a fair amount throughout the race. While he was in college at SIUE, he was the head of the math and computer science tutoring lab. He later started an IT company and says he still reads IT books for fun.
But you have to put a plan in, and then it has to be measurable, and then you have to go back. You have to measure, recheck, and track your progress.
He says his background in data would make him better at divvying up police resources. But he says he's also had to use this experience to compensate for lopsided funding.
As a mathematician, you know, I look at the numbers, and I spend significant time looking at the numbers and creating, you know, computer-based models to understand, okay, this is the electorate, and how do we inspire them to get out to vote and ultimately vote in our favor?
Reed has tried to hammer the mayor on the city's crime rate. Last year, St. Louis had 113 homicides. But in order for Reed to get his message out, he needs money. Slay has raised nearly $3.5 million. Reed, on the other hand, raised a little over $600,000.
This is outrageous when you take a look at the cost per vote. I think in his last couple elections, he's only received around a little over 19,000 total votes, and he spent nearly $3 million in those races also. You can do things a lot more efficiently in a market like St. Louis to reach post 19,000 votes, as you know, if that's what you need to win.
Forums like the one at St. Louis Community College have been important to Reed. From all of his fundraising, he only has $5,000 worth of TV ads to show for it. In order for him to win, he would have to have a very successful ground game. But in a mayoral primary election, turnout is generally low, so Reed says he can do it with the amount of money he has. Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.